Wet but still warming, that's the latest assessment on Australia's climate. It's not much to look at, but the small squat weather monitoring station on remote Cape Grim in Tasmania is arguably the world's most important source of data on climate change. The Bureau of Meteorology and the CSIRO certainly think so, and it was on the windy clifftop where they launched their State of the Climate snapshot. The report says that while Australia's climate continues to warm at an alarming rate, 2010 and 2011 were the coolest years in more than a decade, mainly because of the La Niña weather event. Environment reporter Connor Duffy filed this report from Cape Grim.
In this bay, we have instruments for measuring all of the major greenhouse and ozone depleting gases.
Dr. Paul Fraser is the chief research scientist at the CSIRO and one of the pioneers who set up Cape Grim in the 70s.
The original site here just had a simple caravan.
40 years on, as he gives AM a tour of the facility, Dr. Fraser is still monitoring the atmosphere.
This instrument here, which is an infrared gas analyzer, measures carbon dioxide.
A lead or contributing author on 5 Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reports, Dr. Fraser is back at Cape Grim to launch the latest climate snapshot. For him, the most important thing to come out of the snapshot is the continuing spike in greenhouse gases, with CO2 in particular reaching a high of 390 parts per million in the atmosphere.
Certainly going back 2,000 years on our own work, but going back 800,000 years for other people, they find no evidence of CO2 levels above about 300 parts per million.
Dr. Carl Braganza, the head of climate monitoring at the Bureau of Meteorology, says maximum temperatures have increased by 0.75 degrees Celsius since 1910.
We had a slight cooling due to La Niña in 2010 and 2011. With all the rainfall, Australia tends to be cooler during periods where we have intense rainfall. But despite that, the last decade was still the warmest decade that we've recorded in Australia.
La Niña also influenced ocean surface temperatures, which were the hottest on record in 2010 and 2011. Global sea levels continued to rise, with the CSIRO putting them at 210 millimetres higher than they were in 1880. Back on land, Dr. Braganza says there's been a spike in the number of extremely hot days and that some parts of the country may no longer experience frost in winter.
We've actually started to see an increase in the amount of stations, weather stations, that are recording their monthly maximum temperatures. So the highest temperatures on record are occurring with greater frequency and over greater areas of Australia.
The long-range forecast predicts a temperature rise of between 1 and 5 degrees Celsius. The report says that'll mean floods, droughts and extreme cyclones. Dr. Carl Braganza hopes the report will convince people that the climate is warming and that the pace of change is worrying.
Global changes of this magnitude happen very rarely. They happen when asteroids strike. They happen when there's planetary volcanic activity. They're happening now because we're digging up fossil fuels and basically burning them all. And we're doing that very, very rapidly. And that transitioning system has a lot of unknowns in it, a lot of nasty surprises.
Dr. Carl Braganza, speaking there with our environment reporter, Connor Duffy.